joined.
Good evening. Hag Sameach.
Hag Sameach.
Were you listening to music?
Yes.
Okay.
I really don't know if anybody came on, though. I'm trying to type up my schedule for tomorrow because, you know, we do Hoshana Rabbah as a group. But we're doing it by telephone like we did 3 years ago when we couldn't meet because of it fell on a Monday. And when we meet, we have to meet on a Sunday. So we do the Hakafot, we do the prayers, we do also the beating with the willows at the end. So,
right.
So I got to have a schedule.
Understood.
There we go. I'm going to mute.
Has joined.
Good evening. Hag Sameach. We'll start with Alicia and Yehud. Shem Yehud Kuchabrichu Ishkinte Vid Hilu Urshimu Uthilu Uthilu Urshimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadunai Eloheinu Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kanane. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. We're in the prologue of the Tikkuni Zohar. Section 38 of the prologue is titled Six-Sided Yud Hey Vav. It begins with paragraph 344. Ve'it Pashat Mimar Kavot Dil tata vi'it labash, the mer kava dileya, dehi Adonai shem, ham rekava da yud he vav he, kino kinui da elokim desalik. Lechakushban Echie Adonai Lehu Kinui Itrain Shemahan Elain Uvea Itkasyan. He will unfold from the chariots below of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Because the screen separating Atzilut from Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya will be abolished, and he will be donned in his own chariot, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, meaning the Malchut of Atzilut, which will descend to the place where the feet of Adam Kadmon, primordial Adam, end. Equating the ending feet of Atzilut to the ending feet of Adam Kadmon. The name of this chariot of the final correction is Yud Hey Vav Hey. The appellation of this chariot is Elohim, with its gematria of 86, which equals the numerical value of Aleph Hey Yud Hey plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Echie Gematria 21, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Gematria 65, total 86, which includes Bina and Malchut to illuminate equally. And this name Elohim is a designation Kinui, meaning 86, of these two names, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, 21, and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, 65. And they are clothed in it. In the secret of the verse, know this day and take to heart that the Hashem, He is God. Hashem Hu Ha Elohim. This paragraph is a little bit confusing. It may be because I don't understand the concept of unfolding the chariots below. I think it will become clear as we read further.
Enoch, I have a question.
Go ahead.
The feet. You know, we mentioned feet last week. And here's the word feet again.
Feet is the level of Malchut. It's the level of manifestation of the lower worlds.
Okay.
Your hands are the level of manifestation of Malchut, of the upper worlds. Your mouth is the level of Malchut, manifestation in potential. Those are the three Malchuts within the body, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was that clear it up for you?
In a way, it's the idea of, you know, reading Ezekiel and the four faces and one being an ox. And then on Yom Kippur, I read a midrash that someone made a comment to Hashem, how could he keep an ox at his throne when it was a symbol of the golden calf? And so he changed from the ox the head of a child, like, yes, to me, I thought of the cherubim.
Right.
And I've always pondered why. I know if you have an ox, then the ox's feet are going to be cloven. And Ezekiel does say the feet's cloven. And so I just wondered if, since the ox has to do with Joseph, with Joseph, if the head changed from the ox to a cherub, would then the feet then become more, like Adam Kadmon in the image of a man? Would that be a signal for what's happening is these curtains are being separated, and Ben Joseph, Ephraim would appear on the scene. Now, I don't know. I didn't read ahead, so I didn't know the word feet was going to be here, and that's what's been, that I've been pondering since Yom Kippur.
Well, a human foot has five toes. Or the two feet have 10 toes. That's much more separation than what the ox has in its feet. The cloven means it's split in two.
Mm-hmm.
And it represents the overall frame of reference of the pillars, of the columns. So the right column sharing and the left column receiving. Whereas a human foot represents the partsufim, arichan pin, abba, ima, zeran pin, and nok. So the frames of reference are significantly different. One is talking about an overall principle of columns, and the other is talking about the parts of theme. A column is not truly made up of the idea of the partsuf. They're not a structure of 10 sephirot.
Okay, I hope you're going to take this one because I need to listen to it again.
It's being taped.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute again.
Okay. Paragraph 345. Echie, Aleph Yud Hei Vav, and Yud Hei Vav. Vav Deihu Kalila Dishit Tzitrin Divchon. Chatim Sheet Sitrin Vinun Yud Hey Vav Hey Vav Yud Vav Hey Yud Vav Yud Hey Hey Yud Vav Yud Vav Hey. The name Aleph Hey Yud Hey, which is Bina, is Yud Hey Vav, which are the Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet of Zeranpin, that ascend to Bina and become the aspect of Aleph Hei Yud. Excuse me, the aspect of Aleph Hei Yud Hei. Because the lower that ascends to the upper becomes like it. Vav, which includes the lower six sephirot of Zeranpin, ascends and regulates between Hakma and Bina of Israel Saba and Tivunah, by which meaning the upper three sephirot, he seals the lower six sephirot, because Zeranpin receives these Hakma, Bina, and Dat from Israel Saba, and Hakma, Bina, and Dat from Tivunah by his ascension and regulation of the Hakma and Bina of Israel Saba and Tivunah, in the secret of three comes out of one. Because any measure of life that the lower causes in the upper, the lower also gains it. In the secret of one, it is sustained by three. Each one of the lower six sephirot has mochin, which are Hakma, Bina, and Dat. And this is considered as if they were stamped by the upper three sephirot, and they illuminate according to the dominance of each end, according to the dominance of that column. Similarly, the combination changes in each one of the ends, and they are Yud Hey Vav, which Chesed is in the right, Hey Vav Yud, Gevura in the left, Vav Yud He, Vav He Yud, Tiferet, the central column, Vav Yud He, Netzach He, Yud Vav, Hod, and Yud Vav He, Yusod. The three letters Yud He Vav, Aleph Hei Vav, the three letters Yud Hei Vav, when they elevate to Bina, the Yud becomes an Aleph, and it becomes Aleph Hey Yud Hey. What What's the difference between Yud Hey Vav and Aleph Hey Yud Hey? When the Yud is becoming, when the Vav is becoming a Yud, it needs to be coming from these four levels. Chachma, Bina, Tivuna, and Israel Saba, or Israel Saba and Tivuna. And essentially, there's a kolel connecting each of those. So when the Yud becomes an Aleph, there are now nine numbers, which are representing of the six Sephirot in Zerantin and Chachma, Bina, and Daat. Of the other levels. And somebody just boiled some eggs again. So the fire alarm is going on. It'll be a while till they turn it off. So I hope it's not disturbing the recording. So what this paragraph is essentially saying is you have these six combinations when you have the three letters Yud Hey Vav, there you have six combinations, which is going through them one by one. The first letter Yud, then you have Hey and Vav. The next name you have, it begins with the Hey, the Vav follows it, and the Yud is at the end. The third combination, it starts with the Vav, the Hey and the Yud follow it. Then the fourth combination is starting with the Vav, Yud Hey. The fifth combination is Hey Yud Vav. And then the final one is Yud Vav Hey. Come on in. Paragraph 346. Yud Hey Vav Na Tile Yayamina Deihu Chesed Bechatim Beya Lehakmata Uveya Harote Lehakim Yadrim Ha Hey Vav Yud Na Til Lishma La Deihu Gevura v'hatim kebeya le'ut utra uveya harote leha'ashir yatspin vavheyut pana le'mizrah le'natil le'ya amuda de'emsaita V'chatim be'yabane. The combination of Yud Hey Vav is taken by the right column, which is Chesed, and stamps in it for wisdom, because each lower grade receives from the higher in the way of a stamp and a stamped impression. And about it, the right column, the master said, he who wants to get wise, let him turn to the south. Hey Vav Yud is taken by the left column, that is Givurah, and stamps in it for wealth. And about it, the master said, he who wants to be wealthier should turn to the north. Vav He Yud turns to the east and is taken by the central column, Tiferet, and stamps in it for children, meaning the abundant flow of souls. This paragraph is relating the columns to the Sephirot, to the letters of Hashem's name. But the important thing that is taught in this paragraph is this idea that in order for something to be spiritually the same, requires it to literally to wrap itself around whatever it is becoming. So when Zeran Pin rises to Bina, whatever shape Bina has, and obviously consciousness does not have a shape per se, but we generally think of it, having looked at the glyph of the Tree of Life, we think of it in the terms of a round circle. So there's a different round circle for Zeran Pin than for Bina. But in order for Zeran Pin to rise to Bina, it has to become that same exact round circle that Bina is. And therefore, the metaphor of the tubes, one inside the other, that kind of diagram is more appropriate to this particular paragraph. But this paragraph is giving you the idea of the columns connecting to the Sephirot, connecting to the letters, but it's also giving you, so far, three of the combinations, where one is talking about wisdom, which is the right column. One is talking about wealth, or increasing of wealth, which is Givurah. It's a form of judgment. And the third one, being Tiferet, is talking about expanding within the frame of something called continuity, which is children. Paragraph 347. Vav Yud He Natil Eyar Kayim Inavistakal Beyalela Wehatim Beya Kaye He Yud Vav Natil Eyar Kashimala. The combination of Vav Yud He is taken by that right thigh, Netzach, and looks at it above as the nature of the right, whose manner is to illuminate from below upward, and stamps in it life to the lower beings. The combination He Yud Vav is taken by that left thigh, Hod, and looks down, as is the nature of the left that illuminates from above downward and stamps in its sustenance to the lower being. So here it took two combinations. Connects them to the Sephirot, and instead of connecting to wisdom and wealth and children, it connects it to the idea of it connects it to the energy of life, representing the right column, and the representation or the connection to appreciation, the left column. It also is connecting it to the concept of the flow of energy. One flow energy flows upward, the other energy flows downward. Paragraph 349. Yud vav he pana lema arav betzadik dihu erov tehaman mitarvin kol hayalin beit kalil behai at one deinum yud he vav he vav yud. Vav yud hey hey yud vav hey vav hey yud ileninun yud het at van divchon chai almin itkarai v'tzadik bechon itkarev. Itkare by a almin. The combination Yud Vav He turned to the west, which is Ma'arav, in that righteous Yesod that is a blending, the Eruv, because there in Yesod are all the six combinations, which are Yud Hey Vav, Hey Vav Yud, Vav Yud Hey, Hey Yud Vav, Yud Vav Hey. And Vav Hey Yud. These are the 18 letters by which the 18 high worlds are called, and the righteous Yesod that includes them is named the life of the worlds, Chai HaOlamim, after them. So we're seeing this combination of how the letters rise up, move around, connect to each other, and then reveal different energies. Paragraph 350. Kohavavyot ilain meima ila atalyan dehi chayim betzadik al shemeya itkere chay. Kayot Hamerkava Al Shema Itkariu Begin Dehi Ima Ila'a Haim Kimadi At Amar Et Haim Iyo Ilam Lamaha Vikim Ba Behi Merkava Lehachma. Thank you. All these names of Yud Hey Vav Hey depend and shine from the supernal Ima, Bina, which is life that shines with the Mohin of Kaya and righteous Yesod, which is named Life, Kai, after it. The chariot's creatures that receive her illumination are named after her, living creatures, Chayot. Because supernal Ima is life, as you say, she is a tree of life to those who hold on to her. Bina is a chariot to Chokmah, because due to the to Chokmah she is called life, Chaim. In the secret of the verse, for wisdom, Chokmah preserves the life of him that has it. This paragraph is essentially bringing us into different codes related to the letters and related to the different Chokmah and Bina. But it's explaining also the concept of what is a chariot. A chariot is a foundation, for lack of a different term. A chariot is a foundation, meaning that one, the higher level rests on the lower level. Paragraph 351. Malchut Aman Hashem. Uva Yitzure Yudhei Vavei. Ishlimu Shiva Zimnin Itkariyat Ba Yudhei Vavei 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 Ve'it Kechon Koach It Van Ve'it Mar Bechon Ve'ata Yigdal Na Koach Yoahe Dawan Nuheyo Uvilein Sheva Shemahan It Kariyat Ki Bat Sheva Ve'alayhu Itmar Sheva.
No, I didn't. No.
Bayom Ha'ilal Tifa.
No, I did not.
Rather than listen to the background noise, I'm going to mute everybody's phone. You can unmute yourself by pressing star 6. And questions are always welcome. So now I'm reading paragraph 351 in English. In Malchut, the Nukva, let me verify that. Yes. In Malchut, Nukva of Zerantin is the lower letter He of the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And with Malchut, Zerantin is called a complete name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Since Malchut, which is He, completes the Yud-Heh-Vav and becomes Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Seven times Malchut is called Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Six times from the names that Zerantin illuminates in her and one of her own. Together they contain 28 letters, seven times the four letters of each Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. About which it is said, now I pray you, let the power, the Koach, or 28, of the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, be great. She is named Bathsheba, the daughter of seven, after these seven names that illuminate in her, about which was said, seven times a day do I praise you. This paragraph is explaining how six becomes seven. It explains how four letters turn into seven. It's describing the relationships without giving you an explanation of how they are arrived at. Paragraph 352. Yud he latin utrein zim nin bit lechtin yitrein ayalokim inun lev betikot. Achma alafim yud he aye mikom kalodo. There are 32 times at Yud-Heh in the 32 names of Elohim that are mentioned in the acts of creation in Genesis, since in every name of Elohim there is a Yud-Heh, a Hey-Yud. They are the 32 paths of wisdom. Chachma, as Yud in the is Chachma, and He that is Bina is a chariot to Chachma, since the rider is revealed through his chariot. Aleph of Elohim, which alludes to Keter, together with the letters Yud and He that are Chachma and Bina, is the secret meaning of the word where, Aye. As in the verse, Aye, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, Aye, where is the place of his glory? And this is from the Kedusha of the Musaf prayer that we do on Saturdays and holidays. And this is the last paragraph of this section 38. And what is it explaining? The Aleph of Elohim is connecting you to the Keter. And the letters Yud and He are connecting you to Chachma and Bina. And it's explaining that there are 32 levels. 32 times that the word Elohim, which exists in the first chapter of Genesis, talking about the creation of everything, the gates of Bina, the gates of Chachma, the paths of wisdom of Chachma, are coming from the Yud and the He, or literally from the He and the Yud, within the name of Elohim. When you take the paths of wisdom out of Elohim, what do you have left? Aleph, Lamed, Mem. Which is a gematria 71. But now you have three letters to permutate, a different three letters, the Aleph, Lamed, Mem, and that's what we will be doing later on in another section. We have completed section 38. Does anyone have any questions or thoughts or comments? And I'm going to unmute the phone and hopefully the background noise will be eliminated. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts?
I have a question about verse 350.
About the what?
The paragraph 350. When we have the phrase, it's the word supernal, that kind of bothers me too. You know, different frames of reference and different worlds and all. With the phrase supernal ema of Bina, well, supernal ema, Bina. Is that in reference to ema of Atzilut?
Yes.
Okay. So anytime when you see the word supernal, it usually has to do, or is it just this particular verse related
no.
to Atzilut?
Supernal has the meaning of being in the frame of Atzilut.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? You have a beautiful, beautiful evening, and also a beautiful morning. Anna, you said you guys were getting together for your by telephone and all.
Well, it's a little bit different this year.
But my question is, are you going to be able to be on the conference call to listen to the second Aliyah of Bereshit and the reading from the door reading for Hoshana Rabbah? Are you going to do that off the conference call?
I'm supposed to speak with Judy's group at 11 and lead them through the Hakafot prayers, the PU team, you know.
Right.
And then they're going to continue on with their service. They will call me after they finish with the Hallel, and then I'll read the Hakafot for them to perform the ritual. And then they'll go on and complete a little bit more, and then have their meal, and then they will call me back, and we'll lead them through the beating with the willows.
I understand. Your 11 o'clock time frame is after our class.
Yes. Okay.
That was my question.
Yes. Now, I met with Gabriella. She's going to go help Shula Meet, who was packed away, and just now, after 2 years of having a sukkah and not being able to put it up, and her lulav and etro got lost in the mail, and I also spoke with Malka, you know, because we had a good teaching and did this 2 years ago at my house. So they had all the information, and before that time, we did it by phone. So, you know, we didn't think you were going to have anything we've always considered Hoshana Rabbah a holiday. And so we didn't think there was going to be anything with you. So that was why it was planned. Besides, that's the last day for everybody to get together. Next year, it'll fall on Sunday again. So hopefully we'll be back here.
Understood, and hopefully next year we'll be back to the new normal.
But right. With the virus done away with.
For me, Hoshana Rabbah is a holiday because that's what the Kabbalah teaches. Mm-hmm. But the people in this building did not want to have a service, so it gives me the opportunity to have the conference call.
Well, I hadn't been able to get with you to let you know of the plans, and so I apologize for that. But
it's not a problem.
You know.
No, I just wanted to know if people would be coming to the conference call.
Is that going to be at 8 o'clock this evening, Pacific?
Yes. 8 o'clock this evening, Pacific, will be reading the Devarim.
I'll be there.
Okay. I think everybody will be on tonight, at least for a while. I know I can't stay all night either. And then tomorrow morning, if you're going to, I don't know, at 9, what you're, it, well, our time 9, what you're planning to do, but
I'm planning to read the second Aliyah for Bereshit and the reading for Hoshana Rabbah.
Okay. Well, they have the reading for, you know, for Hoshana Rabbah, because that was part of the handout and part of the Hoshana Rabbah service.
I understand.
But you do, you know, you do what you, you know, we'll adjust.
I understand. Okay, everyone have a beautiful evening.
Okay,
a beautiful
thank you.